Okay, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Andrew Galena, and I have been saved for about 3-4 years, somewhere around there. And one thing I've struggled with a lot was hearing from the Lord. And because I think one of my biggest problems is when I would hear from the Lord, I would put so much of my thought into it that it's almost like I'm booting him out of the way, you know? He gives me this thought, and then, oh, wait a minute. But what if I add this to it? And what if I add that to it? But before I get started, I just want to say that I still struggle with it. It is a struggle of mine. But I just want to be truthful. But I want to talk about three different ways the Lord speaks to me. And one way is, it's very subtle. But at the same time, there's a confirmation in my heart and my soul that it's Him. And I just want to give you an example. It was the first time I was ever witnessing, and I was real shy. I'm sitting there, and someone gave me a track, and I'm looking. I'm like, I don't know. I felt weird using the track. It's just not me. Some people love it. I just can't do it. But so I'm just walking up to people, and I'm asking if I can pray for them, and 75% are like, no. And then I remember a girl came up with her baby, and she said no. But I was like, wait, can I pray for your baby? Because I want to use the baby as something to pray for. So like, sure. But I'm sitting there, or I'm standing there, and I felt like the Lord was going to, He was going to point someone out for me to talk to. I didn't know who, but across from, I was at the rib burnoff, and this kid comes walking all the way in the distance, and I see him, and inside of me, it was him, and I was like, okay, I was like, all right, I'll just go talk to him. I've been doing it all night, no big deal. But he comes, and the closer he gets, the more nervous I get. And he's like, from me to you, Kirk, from me to you away. And I'm just like, oh, no. It can't be. It can't be from the Lord. But he goes around the tent, and in that moment, something inside me was like, no. I was like, no more. I'm going to go talk to him. I was like, what is the big deal here? Yeah. So I go, and I talk to him, and I find out that his brother's a Jehovah's Witness, and his brother's always talking to him all the time. And I have about a 20-minute conversation with this guy about God. And then I realized, he was like, wait, what's your name? And I told him, Andrew Galena. He was like, I sat at your lunch table in high school for like 3 years straight. And I was like, are you Trajan? He was like, yeah. I was like, oh my goodness. So we laughed at that for a while. But to fast forward, I went to the rib burnoff this year, and I saw him again, I talked to him, and then I went to Days in the Park, and I talked to him again, and he was telling me that his friend, he was a Christian, and that he's been having Bible studies with him. So, that's just one time. It took a while to get that confirmation, but it's completely worth it. But that's just one way how it's subtle. Another way is, it's kind of, this has only happened to me one time, and it was pretty cool and scary at the same time, but it was almost audible. I'm sitting in church, and I want to get used so bad. For about 20 minutes, I'm just praying to the Lord. I'm like, Lord, use me. I want to be used. So I'm sitting there, and it's the very last song. And this is, I gave up hope. It was the last song. I was like, okay, not today. And then out of nowhere, he told me. He said, I have built a strong foundation for you, and you have a nice house, but you have a doggy door, and you're letting sin in. And then it just hit me, and it was like, I was just like, oh my God. Goodness, you've got to be kidding me. And I knew exactly what he was talking about. And that is one way. And then the last way is that this is the one sometimes I hear it, but I sit there and I think to myself, okay, now was that the Lord or was that me? It was a few Sundays ago, and I'm sitting there and I had that same exact feeling. I'm sitting there for about 10 minutes. And I felt like the Lord wanted to heal somebody or some people. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, this is driving me nuts. I got to go talk to Bill about this. So I go up there. I'm like, Bill, I have no idea what's going on. I feel like the Lord wants to heal somebody, but He's not giving me anything else. Nothing else. So I didn't even want to stand up and talk. But he told me, he said, you sit there, and when I tell you, stand up, and you just tell him how you feel. So I said, okay. So I stood up. And I told him how I felt, and I sat back down. That was it.
Hey, some people got healed.
Yeah, I think two, three, some people got healed. But, that was the Lord asking me. So I just want to encourage everybody that when you think that, oh, is it me or is it the Lord? You need to sit down and you got to talk to the Lord. Yeah. You got to have a conversation with him, and you have to be real to him. Mm-hmm. He already knows what you're thinking. He just wants to hear it sometimes. But I just want to encourage you guys, don't get discouraged and don't quit if you think you're not hearing from him or it's been a while or whatever it is, because he wants to have a relationship with you, and that's all I got.
Hey, that's good.